This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Random on the show, episode 154. Amen. We locked in.
Amen.
It's your boy Jermaine Richards in the building, man. I'm here. Amen. Calm down. Listen. Be baby Trey in the building.
Yeah, come on, man. Pamples on, you know what we
do. B-Shell Sebastian in the building. Talk to him.
What's the word? What's the word? Welcome back, y'all.
Amen.
And of course, man, none other than Big Eagle back in town.
Yeah.
Bill Demetrius Harmon in the building.
Yeah.
Talk to him.
Yeah.
That's Cap.
That's Cap.
That's like, yeah. We need a new one. Quick. Give me something.
Stay away from my gooch.
Listen, man, what a very wholesome episode we prepared for you guys, the people, man. Listen, we talked about all the important, hard-hitting podcast topics, man. Lavender doinks. Giraffe versus gooch. Meech out flowering the fellas. Meech imports illegal alcohol.
Meech with the yummy.
Meech with the eats. And of course, man, a Japanese tribute to Jamaica, man.
Bruh.
Y'all know what y'all need to do to push the program, man. Drop a 5-star stunner rating on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, all that, man. Jump in the comments with the yummies. Hey, man, smash that bell button, breaking down. Big thumbs up button. Enjoy the episode, y'all.
Italian sparkling waters on the table.
We only get Italian waters for special occasions, man.
You never drank Italian water.
Not to mention sparkling.
You don't even know water sparkles.
We got a man on the show who's been to Italy a couple times. Sparkling. Lived an elevated Italian life. Sparkling. Maybe posted a couple fit pics. Italian inspired. We got the well-traveled.
Oh, man.
Put a shrimp through some paint on the grill. Mm-hmm. Meech in the building again, man.
Yo.
Damn, damn, we saw this on fire.
Yeah. Y'all sounded like Ric Flair. Just not.
Who's that?
You know Ric Flair?
I mean, I do, but
he did,
in
he
one
did.
Part. I know he said, woo. That's all I know from him.
Jetfly. Limousine drive. Oh, yeah. Oh, and I'm having a hard time holding these alligators down.
Diamond ring wearing, kiss stealing, woo, wheeling dealing, limousine riding, jet flying, son of a gun. And I'm having a hard time holding these alligators down.
Good to have you back on the West, man.
Yeah. It's good to be back.
Wait, you may have been our first. Who's our first guest?
I wasn't the first guest. No way.
He was in the old studio.
Yeah. Nigga forgot.
Oh, yeah. No. The first one was Sting, though. The first one was
Julian.
Yeah, they don't count, though. They like in y'all lives all every day. Hey, I be trying to tell niggas shit like that, bro. I be like, yeah, I'm out of LA. If anybody would be at a cooking show, it'd be like niggas I know personally. Like, I'm like, no, I like this, though. This not gonna move no numbers.
Sometimes, though, you do need like the, yo, this is just gonna be a good episode. Niggas gotta meet this nigga. And
yeah,
is what it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
You do need to move the throttle, if you will.
Yeah. And we gonna move a throttle.
Speaking of moving, man.
You moving?
Nah, we had to do some moving to get up here, man. I'm sorry. Kev on stage got us up here in North Seattle.
Yeah.
Damn near.
He said North Seattle.
Everybody, every time I send the address to someone, niggas are gathered. Oh, fuck, nigga, look at that.
Yeah.
Y'all up there in the pocket, man.
Bro, you know this shit, man. I'm in the Uber. He like, you want to play the AUX or anything? Because this is a long drive. I'm like, what the fuck you want me to play? Stevie Wonder? I don't know. Nothing's going to just last for this. I'm going to go to sleep.
Yo, you plugging in on a long drive is a responsibility, man.
It's a responsibility, but it's also the time you choose to plug in.
For sure.
9 a.m. is a little scary for me to plug in because I'm like, all right, man, if there's more than one nigga in the car, I'm like, what are we feeling?
Okay.
Because
you got to get that right. It's a vibe you got
to
lock in.
I was about to play Travis Scott at 9 a.m. I said, I can't do this to my brothers, man. They just woke up, man.
Depends
on
the morning, man.
It's not
this morning.
You could.
I play some Travis.
In the morning?
You throwing on the Young Boy 8 a.m.?
No. Yeah. I threw it in a mix of things, like a medley of, of calm songs. You know, stuff some schizo in there.
Yeah.
Calm and then schizo.
Get right back there.
Yeah. I started with Sun Is Shining by Bob Marley, and then we took it from there.
Right.
We didn't get no heavy bass.
You too Jamaican.
For real.
Yeah.
Nah, Bahama is a universal language, man.
Yeah.
No, man. I get it.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah.
You ever been to Jamaica?
No, we gotta touch yard.
Yo, I respect that, man. That was well done.
And the confidence in what you
I always know it's coming too, and I'm just like, I'm just waiting. It just came earlier this time. Word. We could, man.
Say we gotta touch yard.
It'd be good for the soul, man. Yeah. I'll tell you that.
And you eat more these days, man. You be exploring, man. Eats with meat. Did that get you to break through that wall? Chicken nuggets and shit.
Shorty do. Shorty got me trying shit. You know, yeah. I mean, you can't go to Italy and just not try nothing. Yeah, I try something every time I travel. I try something.
That's so respectful.
I try fucking what's that shit?
Pulpo. Octopus. Pulpo.
I eat what's that shit?
Pulpo.
Shit, I've lost a word.
You giving us no hints?
What's that shit?
I have muscles. I tried mussels. That shit sucks.
What's mussels again? Cooked clams, basically.
Calamari is good. Fried calamari. Okay. Fucking butter on that bitch.
Some dropping lemon on you.
Yeah.
You dropping
some
lemon on you.
Lemon squeeze. Bitch, fuck around. Yeah. Do whatever.
I don't think I'm ever making calamari, man.
No, hell.
I don't think I got that on.
I don't want to see her when she ain't got it on.
Yeah.
She gotta have that shit on.
Bring her up, man.
I want her coming to me already, dude. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Certain things you gotta go to the source, man.
Try salmon.
You tried salmon.
Wait, yeah. Like recently? That's
My family didn't grow up eating. I didn't grow up eating fish.
Fish. Okay.
Like most of my family is allergic to shellfish, so they just fuck all fish.
Yes, that's
it. Damn. All fish.
And
anything
all
with fish in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Only fish I had was like catfish, and that's just like go to nigga shit.
Is it?
I never had catfish.
I thought salmon was a go to fish.
Nah, that's the new generation of niggas.
Really? Well, catfish? They fry catfish.
Yeah, you fry the catfish.
You could do a lot with a catfish. Mostly fried though, like.
Throw that bitch in some goddamn batter.
I don't like whiskers too much though.
So whiskers?
Yeah, whiskers. Yeah.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Catfish got whiskers.
You never seen a catfish, Rob?
You ever seen a catfish straight up?
No, I never seen a catfish straight
up. That's
right.
Bro, that's why
I'm like, bro, you caught a catfish once. And that was the first time I encountered one. We just seen a wild catfish. I had to ask my dad, like, what is that?
I don't like feathers either,
bro. The bro got whiskers.
Yeah, but he don't got that when I'm eating it.
Yeah, I ain't never did that.
But like, this is my first encounter with a catfish.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah,
like,
I wouldn't
even a dish first.
I wouldn't want to cut him up and fuck with him.
You know what I mean? I'm not.
Yeah. But he was on my hook. That's what I'm trying to get at.
Oh, for real?
He was caught a catfish.
Real life in the flesh.
Had to pull out the Pokedex.
You held it like
yeah,
real by the mouth.
Hell no, okay. Bro. I asked my dad. I said, "What is this?" By the line. Nah, I literally did not know what it was. And that was the first time I figured out what a catfish was.
Bro, I find it so funny on Twitter when like people see. It'd be the dirt balls of life. We just see a picture like this with a catfish with the lips, and they're like, wait, hold on, nigga.
You know what I mean? Give me a second with this fish and crawl there.
Oh, my God, man.
Sometimes you see a fish just like just doing something with his lips and shit.
Like, yeah, hold on,
yeah,
son.
Yeah, you dark cut.
I saw this video on, I think, TikTok earlier. The nigga was feeding a giraffe. And the giraffe came through the car. But he had put the peanuts, whatever he was feeding the giraffe, down, and it fell in his lap. And the giraffe tongue.
No, man.
The giraffe tongue came out and started. I got a drool. It drew it down. But it licked like the grab to the bag of food. I think it said, yeah, you almost lost another sack.
Bro, I'm getting up, man. I'm in the back seat with
it. Bro, when I tell you the giraffe licked this nigga's hole in the thigh, bro.
You saw it?
I saw it.
What y'all watching?
It is Twitter, man. Bro, I saw it.
You know?
What y'all boys watching?
Hey, I'm on an eSIM. It's giving me different shit now. I'm in the world and shit.
Send me that. Let me see it, man.
You can't let TikTok know you're into that shit by watching.
Yeah, you gotta like for every weird thing you watch, you gotta watch three regular things.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah, ratio, catch some. Right?
Yep.
Let me ask you a question, man. While we're on the topic of animals licking gooches, man.
I ain't saying all that.
What?
Now.
You got something for that?
What's your question?
That ain't the gooch, though, my G.
If he's sitting down and he's wearing shorts,
that's
the thigh right here.
That's gooch.
How does that travel?
You said the peanuts fell in the lap.
The bag of
my car. Why you ain't dislodge the peanuts?
Okay.
The bag of peanuts is in my lap, right? I'm driving.
Yeah.
I'm feeding the drive. Come in. It's like, go for my peanuts. my thigh is there.
I don't feel like the gooch is there though.
It's in the area code.
If I'm
what,
how,
area
do,
code.
How do you sit? What you mean how I sit?
I'm kind of leaning while I'm sitting. Oh,
okay. Yeah, Gucci. You don't mean Gucci. Yeah.
Gucci is not real. You giving the draft.
You setting it up, Joe. Yeah. That's what
you're doing. Oh, yeah,
they had an agenda. You had an agenda when you
started. You got a Gucci agenda, man. I don't got no Gucci agenda. I'm just saying the Gucci got
to
breathe.
But imagine, yes, though, imagine though, you trying to, you afraid of the draft. You're not going to sit. You're going to sit like.
Yeah, you Gucci.
You know what I'm saying? You Gucci in by that.
But that's why we different. That's why we different. Because
you Gucci out still?
If the Gucci.
I'm out the car.
If the draft after my gooch, the draft after my gooch, that's what y'all trying to tell me.
What are you talking about?
The draft. I'm just gonna lean.
We're gonna restart this episode.
I'm gonna lean the seat back.
We're gonna run this one back.
I'm gonna lean the
Less
seat
gooch
back.
Second time around.
Hear me out. Hear me out.
Let me find the video.
Find the video. Right, and while you talk about that,
mm-hmm.
while we on top of gooches, we find out our longtime friend.
Uh huh.
We've hung out with this guy many times. We just found out he's into that. He's into that animal world.
What is what?
What that mean? Like,
I don't know what it's like.
Is he fur?
You understand what I'm saying? No.
Is he furry?
We don't know.
Oh, that boy.
We ED
from back in the day, you know.
Yeah.
Is he a furry?
I, what's
Beastie,
that mean?
Like, that's when niggas dress up. Like no, as animals.
Nah, he dresses. He dressing as normal.
He undercover
animals?
With it.
Nah, he just.
We can't claim that.
Nah, I can't say that. But
we can't claim that. But
we saw his PSP.
We found his PSP,
and there was a horse link.
No,
what does that mean? What
there was a mean? All right. Yeah,
no, not reality.
PSP, real spiel. Give him the real spiel. Go ahead.
No, he was just showing us some shit on his PSP, and then he just clicked the wrong folder.
He slipped.
Oh,
and it was just
like horses fucking.
Holy
yes.
Bro, the soundboard's glitching and it presses buttons by itself.
Yeah.
But
that's perfect.
I needed it to do that. Yeah. Yes. That's what I said.
It's
holy, what is this?
Horses. And he just like went back.
But his horse is fucking.
Oh.
So you're gonna say,
wait, tell us.
Go ahead.
What?
Yeah, man.
What do you mean? What do you what?
That's
what
I was confused.
It's not right, man.
What
it's
do you?
Right.
No, wait. Stop.
Wait, we gotta ask what he means.
Stop interjecting,
okay,
please.
Okay. Yeah.
It's horses. Fucking yes. Like these are real people.
Yes, man.
It's not a drawn or
nothing. No, drawn.
Who's taking that?
This is 2007 too.
She died.
Yeah,
of course.
You can't do, yeah, you
so
can't.
Take, it was like what you looked it up, nigga. What do you mean?
I was like after she like went to.
It was a little article.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
You remember back in the day they have like those weird videos like the cup to yeah, that yeah, type yeah, of shit. Yeah. So one of them was like a horse thing going around. Everyone's like, yo, watch this, bro. But then he downloaded it.
Oh yeah, downloading this too.
To the PSP, you have to transfer.
This is
you
got to
download. You got to get it on it. Yeah.
You need a USB.
Downloading anything back then was crazy.
There's so many chances to get out. So many.
He's like, I need to bring this with me.
And you know when you download like some shit that you don't want to download, it sends you to the wrong site for a
yeah,
second.
You gotta come back.
The nigga said, bro, I gotta plug this into my cord.
You waiting for a transfer? Switching cards up.
Then you gotta check. Yep, they made it on.
You gotta mod your PSP.
Your PSP?
You had to mod his PSP first. You gotta understand.
That's to do plan. This with horse is crazy.
Oh God, HP.
HP.
Yeah,
HP. HD nah. HP, man.
Yeah, it was 1080.
Yeah, it was a horse play for real.
Yeah.
Oh so, man.
Man, crazy.
So while we on the top,
what
let me
the
see
fuck?
This draft video, man.
Bro, this
see,
video
and
is
the caption
ridiculous.
Is draft and lick my gooch.
Why are you guys on me?
Get off my man.
But I saw the video though.
You ain't read it.
You just reading the caption, brother.
He threw the peanut out.
Oh shit. Okay. All right.
But look at this. Look at this.
Okay,
look at the saliva drip down.
Look how I said.
Are those Versace shorts? Versace boxers right there?
Yeah, you kind of can't prepare for this.
Yeah, man. Nah, bro. I'm coming in compressions and Long Jones.
Oh my god, why your window all the way down? First of all,
yo, the thing is, I'm not doing this.
Mm-mm.
I'm not a
safari, the driving safari shit.
No, man, especially not my whip.
Yeah, yeah.
You got a giraffe with his neck in my shit.
What kind of car you drive? Jeep?
Any car? Yeah, no, I drive. I'm in the Genesis G body.
G body.
Yeah.
This how you drive?
Yeah, real talk. Yeah. Depending on how fast I'm going.
Yeah,
one of these.
You gotta go a little dainty sometimes.
I almost seen a nigga wreck when I was in Toronto, dog. I almost seen a nigga wreck. I'm talking about he was just going and his shit just went this way. Like, into the shit. Like, he almost like went off into the cornfield.
Yeah, it's gonna happen.
The highway?
Yeah. I was driving back to Detroit. I was in Toronto.
Oh, okay.
That's what happened, man. Long drive.
I'm like, nigga.
Start seeing grass.
If I be honest with y'all, he was not gonna get no help from me, dog. That's real spirit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Nah, I think I can't. Listen, man, you think I don't want to get messed with that.
What the fuck am I going to do with that nigga? What would I do?
Pull him up the car
me?
And shit. Yeah, you get the 911.
Bro, y'all
one
got
going.
Free healthcare, all type shit. Y'all the way them cops be outside trying to pull me over in Canada, nigga, y'all.
You get problems and shit?
Yeah, they be fucking with a nigga, man.
It depends on the driving.
Really? They almost didn't want to let me through the border, nigga. That shit doesn't make sense. Yeah.
To go home?
They say, you coming here too often.
To come home, they put me in immigration for sure.
Really?
Damn.
It's 2024, and I'm sure you have goals. Maybe those are financial goals. The type of goals that if you have 10 different streaming services that you got to pay for, that's not going to happen. Trust me. It adds up. I had to get in tune with my spending in order to save money, and that's why I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills all in one place. With the Rocket Money app, I can see all my subscriptions in one place. So if I see an app that I don't want, I can cancel it with one tap. I don't have to talk to any customer service. I don't have to log in anywhere. Rocket Money does it for me. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped its members save an average of $740 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/randomorder. That's rocketmoney.com/randomorder. rocketmoney.com/randomorder.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Really?
Damn.
Hey, that was intrusive. My fault. I thought you were going, my fault.
But yeah, Ice got me. That shit, I was coming in and it was like, yeah, what you doing in Canada? I'm like, I don't want to tell them to come to work because they start asking too many questions. You know? Yeah. I'm like, yeah, I'm coming to shop. He like, really?
Here?
And he like, I was here about the other way around. People. I'm like, no, but you know, we got balls and shit. Y'all got like the hidden gems. Stussy.
He said Stussy.
They got a global site, I think.
Y'all got free shipping.
You don't get done that.
Cause y'all got that Spadina.
Yeah. I'm like, nigga, so, I don't know what to tell you. He just talking to me and shit. I'm like, this thing might lock me up, dog. You know what the problem is? When I was coming back, I had a bottle of champagne in my trunk. I didn't know.
You can't travel with champagne?
You can't travel with alcohol if you don't declare it.
You gotta claim it, yeah. Oh, you gotta import that.
Yeah. I brought it into Canada.
So y'all ain't get me.
They ain't get me going in. Right. I didn't know it was there.
So they pop your trunk on the way back?
No, this is
your interview skills.
No, listen, this is, you gotta stay. It's fucking 11 p.m.
Okay.
Two black men, BMW.
It's always the BMW, man.
They like, they can know. We go find you something. He like, yeah, what y'all coming to Canada? He's like, quick little turnaround. I'm like, yeah, you know.
That's what's going to get you. Oh, quick little turnaround. And then they look up at you and you're like, yeah, I guess so. In and out, huh? Quick drop off.
Yeah, it's Detroit.
I'm trying to get to my bed. So
that's the whole thing. The niggas talking to me in Toronto, like, about to go back home. Yeah, I got a fucking bed of mine that I love.
It's like right there. Yeah, Detroit. Yeah.
I can just drive. I drove here, he drive back straight. You know what I mean? He like, y'all ain't got no alcohol, no drugs, no weapons. I'm like, nah.
You got that Ace of Spades in the back.
Nigga, it's Prosecco.
Oh, you know what shit.
This is, anybody import $10?
This from the grocery store. Yeah, I just
forgot about it.
I'll just throw it out, nigga.
But the nigga said it, right? He just kept talking to us and shit. And then he got, you know, they get serious at a point.
Yeah.
He like, all right, with a fucking notepad in hand. So no drugs, no money, no cash, no alcohol, no weapons. I'm like, yeah, no.
Too good to be true.
Like, no, y'all niggas got no money on you. Y'all ain't walking around with no money on you. I'm like, damn.
We got plastic, nigga.
Boy, talking about, all right, pop the trunk. I said, I looked over at the home because I cleaned my trunk out like slightly before I came. Got a car wash.
You might got a basketball with the Prosecco.
I told the nigga, I'm like, I'm gonna be honest with you, Tiff, I don't know what's in that trunk.
Rubber chicken and shit.
Before you pop the button. Let me check, nigga. Put the seatbelt on.
I'm like, they about to go through that truck. I don't know what's in that trunk, my nigga. This is, I don't know.
What could be there? Like, what's the...
Shit. Anything.
What kind of shit you got in your trunk on a regular Wednesday? What's in your trunk?
I don't fucking know.
That might be dangerous.
You might find a microfiber towel.
My gun.
Yeah, I mean, okay, that's different.
This is the thing. The thing is...
You got a gun in your trunk?
No.
Did you load it up?
No strap.
Really?
No, it's one.
Yeah.
We got that fire.
You gotta protect your
home. Got the I was wondering why the metal detector was going on. I thought it was me. I'm having some trouble at the door, boys.
You gotta protect your home, man.
Nah, yeah, that's real, man. Yeah. You got that. So you got that fire on.
Go back to the fire, though.
I got some fire questions.
But see, the thing is, I know where my gun is, so I know it's not.
You call it fire.
I know my fight.
I know what a fight.
Yeah. You know that
fight. But you know when niggas start asking you questions, that's like we taking a test. You know the answer.
But you
think about the answer too much, you think you the answer wrong.
So I'm like, nigga,
fuck it. The gun might be there. I'm gonna have a person in the truck. I don't know.
Okay.
I ain't been back there in that truck in a while. You know what I mean? So I'm like, fuck. It's usually just clothes and shit, samples and shit. Nigga like, yeah, we're gonna send y'all through immigration. I looked at the slip. That shit said $0, some a bunch of other notes. I'm like, this nigga sitting me here for not having no money. This is crazy.
Yeah. You gotta walk with a 20 on you.
Bro, we come outside, the nigga, they always go from like, I'm doing my job, back to like trying to show personality. Nigga, you just ruined my day.
I've
been in immigration 15 minutes, nigga.
Yeah, it's too long.
Nigga, and they like, dog like, yeah, what you know about 35mm film camera? I have my camera in the back.
He's like,
that came out for you. It was probably even more. I'm like, look, nigga. When I was walking in there, you thought I had a razor blade in my pocket. Nigga, I don't want to talk to you.
Now you're talking about film camera, man.
Yeah, nigga, get the fuck out of my face.
Yeah, that's real, man. I was like, well, I'm not here to play with
Pick
you.
Pick your side, bro. Pick your side.
We're not friends. We're not having fun.
And they probably popped the sicko as soon as you left.
It's still in there. No, see, they good guys. It's still in there.
I would have popped that.
It's still in there. It's still in there. All right, sir.
Just let the nigga have a $10 bottle.
Because my guy. When I got home, I never knew it was in there until I got home. When I parked at the crib, I popped the trunk. I'm like, what the fuck was I looking for in here? Because it looked suspicious. Because a lot of my it was just an empty trunk with like random shit. So it's like I easily could have had to load in, load out, just left it empty. You know what I mean?
That reminds me when we crossed the border with some grass by accident. We just like made it to Detroit. Like, oh wait, is that fine, by the way? When you're leaving from Toronto,
you can't bring it. Like, it's not too much, but
you're not allowed to bring it in. Obviously, it has to be on a certain amount. But since we're driving through Toronto and it's legal in Toronto,
to Detroit or to Buffalo, whatever.
Yeah, we crossed to Detroit. We crossed straight to Detroit. Yeah, from Newfoundland or whatever.
From where?
From Windsor.
You ever heard of Newfoundland?
I said Newfoundland.
The fuck is that?
Newfoundland?
Newfoundland.
Oh.
But it's Newfoundland.
Yeah.
That's where them Newfies be at.
Yeah, they call them
Newfies.
That's how you call them.
Newfies and shit?
No, let me not say no.
That was off three. They used to say that shit.
Yeah, Newfies, yeah.
Yeah, don't quote us on that, but we was, I think. Well, it never happened to me, but I think it can be an honest mistake coming from Toronto if it's in your car. Mm. If you're traveling with it, all right.
Probably the amount.
Yeah, a certain amount. Like, yeah. We didn't have too much on us. Mm-hmm. And I know when you're traveling from Vancouver back to Toronto, right. You can bring
yeah,
that.
Yeah, from the country, you can bring yeah. that put down the bird, yeah.
You can put that sticky on the plane.
Okay.
All right.
You just can't write me.
Y'all okay. niggas oh, are yeah. so funny because it's like... It's like, bro, y'all Jamaican. This shit crazy. Mm. Like, y'all
crazy. That's the funny part.
Yeah, that's the funny part, bro. Like,
that's it?
That specifically? Cause
yeah, like,
I'm sure it's pretty normal.
They don't even look Jamaican.
Yeah, they don't look Jamaican.
Yeah,
I feel
like, yeah,
like,
my image of a Jamaican is just a dark
nigga. No, we're just young. It's blended yeah. in there. It's mixed up. Hey, you know they put the spinach in the yami. You know, yeah. they got the spinach
yeah,
in there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it's in there.
Yeah, that's supposed to be like banana. That's supposed to be like banana in a smoothie. That's
yeah, you just blend him in.
So you got that file on you?
Yeah.
Sorry, I want to show you a funny video.
You got some Jamaican content?
I got some Jamaican content.
Please.
I'm about to drop in the motherfucking group chat. This shit is crazy, all right.
DJ Stefano.
Oh, man, classic.
We're already in for a treat.
Yeah.
Where you from? Big old bro, Japan.
Where?
Japan.
Tonight.
Me, what did he say?
Me want to breed you.
You want to breed me? What is that? Me want to start to you meet under the sheet.
All right, here we go, guys. Get ready.
You going to work?
You going to work?
You going to work?
So get this the fuck out of here.
Damn, Japan. They imported a real one. Oh. He meant what he said.
Yo. He Jamaican. All right, watch it, watch it.
He gonna stand on her?
Bro, I could get there, man. That's the crazy part.
I fucking knew it.
Nah, bro represented still, man. Bro represented.
I'm a little bit offended. Like, you just step in a car. I can't do very big.
I don't know, man. I think that was a part of the show, because...
Oh, you think like she?
Yeah,
you don't just come like that.
Fuck you, standing on my butt.
Yeah, it's like he knew what to do.
Yeah,
but he could have been waiting for this moment his whole life, man.
I'm gonna tell you,
they'd be real passionate about
exactly yeah. about culture, especially our culture.
Mm.
You feel me? So I feel like he just was ready for it, man. He was like, he knew what yeah. goes on at the dance hall.
Maybe more involved in the culture, you know, understand.
Yeah, he more Jamaican than me.
Yeah,
no cap.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It's like, I ain't never stand on nobody.
I don't know how to do that.
Yeah. All right,
I ain't got the frame for that.
I
neither,
never
though.
Did that.
I ain't got the frame for that.
If I'm up, if I go to a Rihanna concert,
right.
Okay,
and Rihanna brings me up, lucky fan.
Yeah, lucky she says, man.
Where
man.
You from?
Lucky yo, boy.
Show, man. I say,
I give it to him. That's for me.
Yeah, I said. She said, well, where are you from? I said, well, Japan. I'm not from Japan. I said, Jamaica.
Okay.
She's like, okay, what do you want to do? I'm like, well, I'm trying to breed you. Niggas aren't looking at whatever. That's all right. I already gone too far. Then she says, okay, and gets into her song, Sex With Me So Amazing.
Good song.
And she's dancing or whatever, yeah. and I'm behind her doing that aggressive shit, and then I jump on Rihanna's back and say, oh, to the internet. No, it's just my culture. What
security gonna have you in
right.
that
snake. Yeah, that's, they gonna jump on my back.
Security
gonna jump on my back.
You have a lady with security. That's yeah. why they gotta have you in the Janet Jackson, you know what I mean? You know, the lucky mm-hmm. fans are strapped up. Like,
yeah.
All right, Janet. I'm kidding.
Nah, man.
Yeah, nah, you right. That's a good point. I mean? That's a good point.
So, that's the only reason why I believe that had to be staged. Mm. Like, if it wasn't, all right, cool. They can have
security
fun,
and
like,
safety reasons and shit.
Yeah, yeah. Because yeah, yeah. you can't. Yeah. It's just like.
You might have got a boring guy, too. I don't know.
But maybe she's done that at other shows.
How do you start that tradition?
That's just like something like that.
Well, she whined on him, right? She went and initiated it on him.
That's
so
fine.
She does that. It's the green light.
The
type
wine
of thing.
Is the green light to jump on her butt
in Jamaica.
That's what y'all be on.
Yeah,
I've seen it, but I
don't feel like it's right.
Ah, for my sure. How sturdy does a woman have to be for you to jump on her back?
Oh, you gotta have that.
That's
you,
yeah.
Oh, me.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, no, you gotta have a base on
that's
you for sure.
That's 6'4"? 5?
Yeah.
You straight meat, man.
250?
250, yo.
Jermaine can jump on Serena back.
Yeah, she got
the support
for that.
Could.
Them quads, nah, she got that. Yeah.
Hell
it's just,
no.
it's
nah,
just
he could.
If he has a vert, she could get up there.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a combination of holding her waist, pushing off her waist.
No.
And meanwhile, your legs
is... it's a straight jump for some cats.
No, he was holding her waist, took off from the waist.
I feel like he jumped up there a little bit.
Run it back.
No, we can't get to it.
I'm telling you, man. Not to say I tried before, but...
Yeah.
You tried before?
Yeah.
So is that what it is? Yeah, you got to do like the push-off?
You got to hold the push-off.
It's like when a nigga jump over your shoulders.
But you ain't had no hops maybe back then.
You need one of them super slow-mo cams.
Too late.
Mm. Yeah. Just to see the you know, the Mythbuster cam.
Mm.
Just to see the dynamics.
Yeah.
The movement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And also, like, you might have a lot of power, like, on your feet and your hands at the same time. Like, you could probably...
Could be an explosion.
Yeah. That's like jumping a fence.
No, I'm talking about shorty that's you about to jump on. Like, she on all fours. Oh. She pretty sturdy.
Yeah, that's mass support.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Why is she on all fours?
Because she was whining.
She was on all fours there?
She had her hands down?
I think she might have had one hand.
She had her tripods on.
Her tripods.
Oh, yeah.
Tripods?
Yeah,
that's
real rap, man.
Hey, safe dancing, man.
Yeah. Her tripods.
Yeah. They got to switch it up, man.
Man, you still on them lavender doinks?
Nah, I had time to roll. No.
That was what's up?
Mm.
You still off that pack, man?
I don't smoke.
Yeah.
You
don't smoke weed?
No.
Damn.
I get too annoyed.
You get
which
too
one?
Paranoid.
Oh, annoyed.
You call it annoyed under D?
We went over this before, bro. We be cutting shit in half.
Yeah.
Remember I said
be off that
spittle?
Spittle.
Oh, hospital. Yeah.
Yeah, you got to shave some words. But annoyed
sounds more than paranoid.
What does it sound like?
Paranoid.
It sounds worse.
It sounds
annoyed. It sounds close to annoyed.
Annoyed. Yeah.
Which is like king shit.
Y'all niggas just too proper. Y'all got the queen on y'all side.
Nah, not my queen.
Y'all got that color money.
I don't recognize that queen.
My queen.
Black.
Yeah, be annoyed.
When's the last time you put a pack in oil?
Shit, I don't know. At some point. I get drunk enough, I smoke.
Mm. Yeah, that balances it out.
Yeah, so probably like fucking maybe like May.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so not long. Bro. It don't balance shit out. It make it worse.
For real?
Alcohol?
Yeah. Cause I don't be like, oh, I'm 3 shots in, let me smoke. I be faded, nigga. Mm. Then I be like, you know what? Might as well hit that bitch.
Let me get the blunt.
I get drunk enough, I be wanting to roll.
Nice. Good roll.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I used to smoke a lot.
Oh, so you up?
Yeah, but it'd be like
Wiz Khalifa a lot?
I don't know. I don't know if anybody smokes much. That nigga got a problem.
Yeah, that nigga.
Yeah.
So when you were smoking, you was just like always paranoid, but like just dealing with
no,
it?
No, it was. I don't know. I think my purpose behind smoking was different.
Oh, back then?
Yeah, I was like fucked up. I was not fucked up, but I was like depressed. Mm. I was like, shit, it's the only time I get joy.
Yeah.
You know,
the tree pack?
You get goofy and shit.
Yeah.
Were you ever productive off the tree pack?
Most of me, Angela, like, vlogs and shit, like YouTube videos that weren't skits, were edited like high, so it'd just be like sporadic shit. Like, bro,
I know about that shit.
It was some shit where I was just staring out a window, nigga, and I put Martin Luther King in front of the sun, nigga, with like a rainbow.
Oh, I do remember that edit. I literally remember that edit. Yeah, for sure.
I was like, bro, what the fuck is wrong with me,
bro? It makes for good edits. I feel like you're just able to lock in. Depends on what you're smoking.
What type of pack
you're yeah.
smoking?
I hate niggas, dog. See, I be everything. I be in TikTok live, niggas be like, I don't smoke. Because niggas just assume I smoke because the shit I be seeing.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, no, I don't smoke. Like, nah, you just smoking the wrong strain.
Yeah, niggas gonna
nah,
I'm gonna
come
that.
Clean.
You gotta smoke with me, man.
Let me
show you weed.
But the thing is, I am weed. Smoke me, nigga.
Like, why are you? What's the name? The Tupac pack. You ever smoke a human pack?
Yeah, we get there. Yeah. I think smoking has to do with a lot of, like, I'll say the five elements of life. Damn, what are they? You took us through.
What the hell? Is it four?
Huh?
So you talking about water, water and this fire?
No, life. Earth, wind, and grass. Yes.
Yeah. When you said that, I just thought of the five elements of hip hop.
What are they, man?
I think like breakdancing, graffiti, hip hop. Really? Yeah, it's like different ones. Yeah.
Mm. It's like a scholar. Yeah.
I just know the five elements of this earth.
What is it, Trevon?
Earth, wind, and fire.
That four, brother.
That's three. The other two I ain't gonna tell you. It's too dark.
Okay, so that.
No, water, fire, earth, like the Pokemon shit.
All right,
what
is that?
All right, nigga, what's the original
point? So the five elements of smoking joints.
Smoking weed, all right.
It's gonna be the surrounding.
Yeah.
So who around you, the environment.
Okay.
It's gonna be that pack that you off. So knowing what type of pack. In Toronto, we gonna have a certain pack that say this is gonna do.
Y'all
this
smoke too. Some strong ass weed though.
We change.
No, they do. I ain't talking about Toronto. I'm talking about you niggas.
No, bro, no, we down here. I complain about the THC content. The bro, it's too high, man. They in the 40s and 50%.
What do you want?
We down here in the 18-20s.
Yeah,
like where we going?
Yeah,
yeah, we have the 75%.
I had to cut you off. I had to let them know these niggas.
No, you don't. I've been trying to like. There's certain times I want to. Go to the moon.
Yeah.
That's when I know like I'm completely chilling tonight. Nothing's going on.
You off that Janet Jackson?
Just take me.
Yeah.
We got number one fan.
Hey, KJ.
You know what I'm saying? Just let it do whatever to you.
That's the JJ pack. That's what I'm JJ trying to do. Nothing.
Yeah, I feel that. So what I say, environment, the pack that you're smoking,
it's kind of who, what, where, when, why.
Who, what, where, why. Yeah, like, what are you doing after? Like, after you smoke the pack. So, if you're editing and shit, you got to know, like, you got to line it up to say, if I'm smoking, my computer's already ready and open the Final Cut. So, I got to do this clump.
Yeah, you're not doing no files.
Go.
Your
file organization.
You're going to delete some shit.
Yeah, you're going to delete everything. Delete the whole file. Yeah, it's basically who, what, where, why.
Nigga, that was three.
No, environment, smoker.
I really wanted you to land that shit too.
I'm not gonna lie, just saying five because I just have five fingers. I'm not like, five.
Nah, I feel you.
It's really about just prepping everything before you get into it. Cause
there's a how to, man.
It's a how to because it cuts everything out after it. When you know what you're doing after you.
And you know when you smoke good. With niggas who smoke wrong. That's not how you do it. You wish y'all.
Just like.
Disabled, yeah, let's get McDonald's.
Yeah. Right, man. Yeah.
And don't even move them. They're like, nah, man, I'm straight, man.
It got, where are we doing this? Because we had hit that pack in the park. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the park pack. We hit the park pack.
What the fuck that mean?
See, I'm a pack in the park
before this.
We hit the park.
No, yesterday.
We hit the park pack watching some football and some American soccer. We call it football.
Footy.
I got fucking blazed in Europe. I got blazed in Europe because I was out there. I'm like, man, soccer's so cool. They said, huh? Actually, you right.
Football.
Yeah. But now we were watching basketball and some football at the same time and then put that pack in the air. And then we went to Trader Joe's and traded with Joe.
Slash. Yeah, all day.
Yeah, that's a setup. Domino's Wingstop knocked at the door 2 seconds later. What I'm going to do?
The guts are ruined this morning, I got to say, man.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm holding it together.
They're in the trash.
No, it's been a fart that I've been having, boy.
You said a fart?
Yeah,
a fart. You've been having a fart?
Yeah.
You can have it for a minute. Yeah.
You can have it for a minute.
Just hold on to it.
Keep sending that nigga away. Like, no, no, no.
I keep creeping on you all day. Like, all right, nigga, it's time. Like, no. Hey,
close it. That was my family, man.
Come
on. That shit like that fucking Mac OS update, nigga.
Remind me in 15, because you know you about to leave a place sometime. Hey, sometimes I remind you to it's time, nigga. Close the door. Y'all ever hold a wall? Never mind. Drop a tear? No, okay. But there's certain times where it just hurts my stomach so bad, and I'm have to hold it. You need the Mewtwo on this fucking little tripod,
bro.
Man. I'm telling y'all niggas not living.
Yo, listen,
I had picked a homie up. He had flew into the city. I picked him up and shit. And he stayed probably like 15, 20 minutes away from my mom's crib. He stayed like 30, 35 away from my shit. He got in the car, I said, hey, I ain't gonna lie. I had to shit right out, so I might go back to my mama's house. but I'm like, damn, I can probably make it.
Yeah.
Turns out I couldn't, nigga. 10 minutes going in the direction of my shit. I said, all right, we're gonna turn back around.
You turned around.
Yeah.
You had 10 minutes.
Now I'm 30 minutes away from my mama's house. You know what's in between that? Planet Fitness.
You're not right, you a dark man.
Bro, I did that same thing one time. I'm not gonna lie.
It's fair, bro. It's fair. It's fair.
But you skipped the gym. You just went straight for this.
Bro.
Oh, no, you don't even scan in. I was just.
No, I scanned. I said, poop.
I'm like.
I said, wow, 10 minute workout. You're really grinding.
Bro, I scan in and shit. But you know, like, you know how your body feel when you get closer to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Like,
it just activate.
Trembles.
I'm like, I'm talking. I'm like, poop. Like, all right, cool. I'm like, all right, I go straight to the bathroom, nigga. I'm in there probably 5-10 minutes.
Yeah.
Mm. Quick, hurry up, try to get up out of there. But like, you know, the shift ain't changed. The same people in the front, they know how long I've been in here.
Real
just
rap.
Saw me, nigga.
Yeah.
I'm trying to walk out incognito, hood on.
Yeah.
Bitch talking about, you the guy that makes the You Matter hoodies, right?
Oh.
I said,
Just drop some matter off. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Oh. I'm like, this ain't how I wanted to do a BB.
No, baby, You Matter. Thank you for the toilets, man.
Hey.
I said, man, I thought I was weak, but I was strong. Pulled up. Broke down in the bathroom.
Oh, man.
Broski was in the car?
Yeah.
The car's AC just going. It's just two separate shots.
It was hectic in there. I ain't gonna lie.
How did yours go?
Yeah, so I was shopping. I had set out on my day to shop. So I was in a plaza shopping. You know what I'm saying?
You're not
and
right.
While I was shopping, I was just feeling it. But I was so far from my crib. Like, I had 2-3 more stores to hit. But I looked to the left. I seen the LA Fitness in the plaza.
Yeah, let's get fit, man.
So I said, yo, I think I showed her, like, look, when I punched and I said, yo, I just need to use a washroom. I ain't gonna cap. And she just showed, yeah, it's that way. It was calm. It was
this
cool.
This was in your LA Fitness hall.
No, this wasn't. I was in Saga. This was not.
It's not even home base.
You dropped the load off in Saga? Hey, you fucked up, nigga. Hold it.
Okay. For sure.
Bro, yeah, I got all locations, right, bro. You know what I'm saying? I pay for
that's
that.
That's real right.
Now, are you doing a spider on the stall or are you sitting down planted?
Oh, I'm laying.
And I got to ask you that, too.
I'm laying paper towel and shit.
At this point, they got the little thing. They got the little pre.
Oh, they do? Yeah, the bowl.
That one don't fit me.
What you mean by that?
He
that
thick one just as
don't
fuck.
Fit. that one don't fit me.
Nigga can't sit the tub. Nigga cheeks be sitting to the bottom of the tub.
No, that's real right, man. Because you can have the skin and bones and just like whatever you plant is, that's where it's at. When you got the extra meat, it wraps around.
Yeah.
So now you're touching the parameters.
Cheeked up sometimes.
I got a problem. We'll get off this topic after this, but I got a problem with, I said this also, I have a problem with using the bathroom in public because I got to get fully naked to do my thing.
Fair enough.
Really?
That's real. I got to get fully naked.
You understand
on the,
that,
on
Detroit?
The toilet.
Damn.
You do that in Detroit?
I take my shirt off and shit.
That's respectful.
I don't want no dribble getting on my shirt.
I hang it up like just on the thing.
Yeah,
on the thing.
I just go Will Smith mode, you know.
The fuck's that mean?
Will Smith?
Wait. You ever see him in a crop top?
Oh, no,
you
no, 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 no.
That's the thing. Pursuit of happiness.
You know, French Prince type shit?
Yeah, like back in the 90s type shit.
Oh, yeah.
I thought you were talking about the father, nigga. I'm like, what are you talking about? It's crazy.
It's me, man.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, in the big room? Yeah, that's just that.
Yeah, just roll my shirt up. Yeah, you feel me?
Yo, I don't understand crop tops on fellas, man. It's never like... Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, I can see. No, not even me, just anyone. Just like, nigga, pull that off confidently. I'm like... That doesn't work, man.
Well, I think you could do it, though.
I do it.
But where?
Yeah.
You've done a crop top?
Yeah, I got a crop top.
Belly button out?
No, I'd be like, it kind of be like waist level.
See, that's
like,
different.
Not right
different.
Here.
That's different. We're talking
I ain't barely. Coming like right here, though.
That's
like,
what I'm talking about.
The niggas, I ain't got that much to show. Like, you got to be like
it. You belly button out, you talking to
it's,
me and shit.
It'd be for the hoes. It'd be for the hoes, though.
Everything, man.
Like, every time I seen it work, it was like a football nigga.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
they do that.
But
they
do it for practice and shit.
But they be taking to the streets at Quiznos with the, you know what I mean?
Yeah, because they be like, saying, hey, I just left pregnant.
Yeah, they trying. They it's for the hoes.
Are they trying to show the stomach to the hoes?
It's like a doctor walking in the building with their white coat on.
Oh, fuck.
I'm
that's respectful. Yeah, you could put that in the bag.
Why do they wear white coats? They don't do nothing. That don't help me.
I wonder if Dr. Dre started that.
It got to do something with cleanliness or something. I don't fucking know.
You think so?
Yeah.
Probably.
I'm going to say that.
You just trust a white coat, don't you?
Yeah.
I'm
not letting no nigga do no science in
a black coat.
No black coat.
Yeah, let me see if this works.
Yeah. All right, Undertaker. Yeah.
Where you coming from, man?
Hey. You ever pulled off a trench? Without looking like a detective?
No, I didn't came in like a pea coat, though.
That's respectful, man.
I'm on like Thomas Shelby vibe.
Yeah, only P code I know is Future, man. Beast mode.
Track 3.
They got that. Him and Thug got that song though too.
Peacoat?
Yeah, Peacoat. It's not Peacoat. We can make love in the morning.
Yeah, yeah. It's not called Peacoat.
Mink Flow.
Yeah. Yeah. Please get a clap for Jeff. That one works too. Jeffrey, man.
We closer to him being out, right, guys?
Yes, it's looking good.
Yo, it's looking good, man. It's been good. He might be ups and downs. But they may drop the whole case. I think they did a lot. But the question I need to know from you boys is Lizzo canceled?
By the time this comes out, she probably
that's what all these podcasts is talking about.
That shit is so funny, dog.
The exaggeration, right? Where they're taking it.
Nigga said, first heard dancers to drink piss. I said, she was doing what?
She said what?
I was about to say, I know nothing about it. Yeah. I just see you right here.
You understand? I don't know what's real and what's fake, bro. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, they're mixing the fake with the real. She told me to go get a cheesecake down the block. Nigga, that's not making it bad. People are like, oh my God, it's getting worse. You're young. Yeah.
What is, let's break. This is why we want to cover this shit. Mm-hmm. I don't know. How do we do this? We do this podcast. They cover, okay, what's happening?
The little bit that I know is.
Fat shaming. I saw a documentary, man. Yeah. That ain't this, man.
Fat shaming. That's what I'm hearing. That's what I'm hearing. That's what they're saying.
Okay. I thought you said that's why you're here. I'm like, we got to clear up. Okay.
I need a platform.
I ain't deep dive too far in. Yeah.
Lizzo never like hit. She never like hit my.
I never
perked my ears up. Yeah, for Lizzo.
She played the flute and shit. She
be blowing on that.
She from Michigan.
I saw her documentary.
You seen the documentary?
Yeah.
I think she went to Southfield. Or some shit.
This was real doc, man.
Okay.
I don't know much about. That's why I don't talk about shit.
I liked her, man. She just seemed like a regular girl from school and shit, cheerful and shit, singing and blowing and shit.
So she's not that.
I don't know.
Nah, I mean, you never know behind the scenes. I definitely don't know. Nigga, I was at my house the whole time.
No word.
But that shit was crazy. If that's what
yeah, it would be some cold blooded shit if she said half the shit I read. But
if she was half the shit I read, boy, she better clutch that flute tight.
Yeah, that's her backup career, nigga. Just all musicians get canceled. Like, just straight instrumentalists get canceled.
Instrumentalists.
Like, I feel like they're not like, hey, man, this big trombone player. This one's
canceling a pianist.
But see, the thing that's fucked up with, if this is true, is like her whole thing is built off like body positivity and playing the flute.
But that's what's capped about most of these. Man,
it's a brand.
When I see a lot of things online, it's just like it's too much, and it's like, okay, what is this really about? Because then this show will come out, and it just flips the whole script, and now everyone's like, wait, we just supported this girl or this woman for the past 2 years, and she it's almost like she got you guys.
If it's true, we don't know.
But you gotta understand, like that's kind of like. You got media training. Once niggas get that agent,
marketing team, nigga, you no longer a person, you a product.
Mm-hmm. That's real, bro. Yeah.
So, nigga, you pushing, it's like Target and Lizzo, the same, one and the same, nigga. Yeah. Something to be sold.
Yeah.
Target and Lizzo, yeah, that's crazy, man.
It just, her shit is so extreme, that's probably everybody, though.
Yo. Oh,
man. Nigga, turn my shit off, nigga.
You went to hit this?
Hey, I'm sick because I hit the right button, too. I was trying to do claps.
Yeah, no. Yeah, we'll see what it is, man.
They don't want real niggas on there, though.
That's what they don't want, right, man. That's what they don't want, man. Real niggas. That's the problem, man. And they let the goddamn aliens through the door.
That's real rap, man.
I don't got enough capacity to give a fuck about no aliens right now.
Until I see a video, man, I completely feel that. Prove it. I'm tired of this fucking speculation.
All
the old story. It was 1992. right, nigga.
What an alien gonna do with a nigga like me?
I don't even want to. Test that.
But I'm saying, like, I don't even know what I mean? Like, you think an alien will come down here and be like, give me Jermaine? No.
Yeah, I need Demetrius.
I talk to him. No, I seen that nigga even cooking this shit. I try to figure that out. That nigga left some steps out that instruction manual.
This is what scares me. If the aliens are able to understand and operate the internet, then there's a slim chance they know us.
They're getting them radio waves. They probably get our content.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So they could say, I need this Demetrius nigga funny.
Yeah, you're right. They could be fans of shit. Yeah. I ordered a hoodie. Where is it? Nigga,
there's no shipping cost.
Thought y'all shit worldwide, nigga.
Is it just another world?
Yo, I had a thought, man.
What's up?
You done drop some scholarships on some young bloods and shit. You know what I mean? Dude, this a good positive force
damn,
in this world and shit,
right,
man.
Now.
Yeah, I'm working. I ain't getting a scholarship.
What? How you feel if somebody just flunked on that scholarship, man? You just find, hey, man, how's school? Yeah, just kind of smoking that pack, not really going and shit.
That's on them, man. That shit don't mean nothing to me.
How many scholars you done put up?
Probably like...
We locked in.
probably like 75K worth.
God damn.
How many scholars?
Damn. So I think I did five that was 10,000, and then I did 10 that was 5,000, if I did that math right.
Nice.
Oh, so that's 100K. Yeah. Well, I might be lying to y'all. Yeah. But it's 75K to 100K, one and two.
Mm-hmm. Damn, that's mad respect.
But I only did the scholarship shit twice, and then I did like a black business grant before I like linked up with scholarship
shit. Holy. It's just fire.
Shit,
bro, I'd definitely be on some dad shit. Like, hey, how's school? Yeah. Let me see.
Hey, it'd be crazy, bro. I'd have seen niggas that I like then and gave a scholarship to like later on and shit. I'd be like, oh.
And then they up.
Oh, I'm like, nigga, you touch your life around.
Nice.
Yeah. Off the scholarship, you're saying?
Yeah, like, not like they was fucked up before, but it'd be like, I have to, like, speak to them after, like, you know, I give them a little congratulations, let them know they're winners and shit, so I usually end up following them, staying
contact. You got to.
Yeah, nigga, I took a year off, and then boom, boom, you feel me? But I really be doing that scholarship shit, so it's like niggas who ain't getting a traditional scholarship.
Yeah,
like, if you're going to school to be a lawyer, congratulations. You can get a scholarship from anywhere else. But if you go to school to like fucking screenwrite, nigga, and you not the best screenwrite, nigga, but you got passion. That, like seeing the passion through nigga shit when I was like going through like entries, that's what got me.
Yeah.
Like, it was certain shit that where it was they job, like their job that they wanted wasn't even like conventional.
Yeah.
It's like, nigga, you really believe in the shit. You just might believe in you.
Yeah. I didn't even think about that. Just the fact that you know, certain courses tend to get scholarships versus
because we need that shit more than, you know, quote unquote, we them as like essential workers and shit like that. You know what I mean? Like, it's kind of hard to be like, yeah, I'm doing cinema.
Yeah,
I'm studying cinematography, nigga. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, like, nigga, for sure. Even if and when I did the Black Business Grant, it was like, nigga, anybody, you know what I mean? It could be a YouTube. I gave a grant to like designers. You know what I mean? Nigga, like, yeah. Well, I'm like, what would you use this for? Nigga, like, I need a fucking new laptop. Nigga.
Yeah.
I've been using this MacBook Air 2013.
Yeah.
I'm like, nigga, you got no storage. That's nuts. You know what I mean? Like, and it was some niggas too. I reached out to, and I'm like, oh, you just like what they said was like, I just needed a new lens. And the lens like $1,000. I'm like,
that's real.
I'm not gonna give you 10K, but I give you little K.
On
the side.
Little lowercase K.
You know what I mean? Like,
lowercase K.
Little one ball.
And that helped, man. Just for sure. A lot of times seeing just someone else pull up and just say, yo, I got you. That's why that God's Plan video was so big for Drake, because it was like, all right, Drake can do that a million times and he's not going to be touched.
Mm.
You know what I mean? But it's just like, all right, I see you here, boom, bop. And I may give him, because one of the girls that he gave a
scholarship to,
she graduated or something. Twitter followed up, right?
Yeah. Nice.
Love a good follow-up, man.
Yeah, I
love them. Where Are They Now joints.
Yeah, you think there's any pressure, like, when you get a scholarship? Like,
I gotta fuck. Yeah, I gotta go. Oh, I think if it's that type of pressure, then it's a wrong scholarship. It's more so, like, that person doing it to say, like, I believe in you, like, keep it going type of thing. So it's like, right, wherever that
but like,
goes,
I ain't never like, got a scholarship, though, so I don't
know.
I ain't go to college.
Yeah.
I definitely feel that pressure. Even if it's something you want to do.
Yeah.
I don't know, just the nerves of like, oh shit, this shit is real, nigga. I can't fuck this up.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes just those intrusive thoughts of like, damn, I might fuck this up.
Especially you, like shorty from the Drake video, like, bro, you probably come on.
Everyone saw the girl, they gonna follow up.
People at school are like,
for sure, I should have got this. Is crazy. Yeah,
you be seeing the hate in the comments. Yeah, congrats, nigga. Fucking, let's see what you do with this shit.
Is there God? Cause that ain't a plan. What the fuck does that even mean, bro? I didn't make the song.
Meet you a flower man, you know what I mean? You scroll through the Yameen and you see a bunch of flower events. You scroll through your Yameens, there's a lot of flower
flower
events,
talk,
if you will. Yeah, a lot of flower
action.
Flower posts. Talk, bro.
What y'all talking about?
You like
a flower,
flowers,
man. You got flower. You making niggas look bad out here, man.
Niggas
do too much flower action.
Yeah, I got a flower budget. You know what I mean?
Except for every year allotted a lot of
child. A lot of amount of money I can spend on flowers.
That's respect. You ever feel like it's...
Like you pulling the same rabbit out the hat every time, same trick.
I trick it up every now and again. You know what I mean? But regardless, it's flowers.
That's a good nigga to answer.
Yeah. I trick it up every now and again, nigga.
But like, you know, I want to do something nice with my girl. Flowers. I just did this. I got a flower. But if they really,
that's what you
got to
make it grand, though. You got to make it grand when it's like that, though.
This shit costs a grand sometimes. You get 2 grand. I saw you with the funky.
Yeah, now I had 999 flowers.
Jesus,
out flowering niggas, man. You
know what I mean? Yeah. But that's when you trick it up. You know what I mean? So then you do that, then there's no flowers.
Yeah.
Then you come back just 12 piece. You know what I mean?
Like, this shit is fucking wild.
That's what I'm talking about.
This is wild. Like, I can't do this just like that, man.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's sitting there waiting, like, man, y'all gonna come who picking flowers. This up? You know what I mean? Is that 999 count the petals on the floor?
Nah, the petals just came from the I think it was around Valentine's Day, so the floor. I'm cool with the florist. So the florist had, like, I had hit her about this idea a minute ago. She had saved, like, the petals that she picked from the Valentine's Day flower session.
This is an event, man.
Yeah, I do my best, man. Then I got the unreleased You Matter University varsity on.
That's just
slight, though. That's just
a little plug-in.
Do the marketing with it, because I already know how that's going to go when it gets seen.
Yo, ladies be loving this shit. They tweet about these flowers. Where are the niggas like this?
Niggas, it's a photo of me in ninth grade. I always like flowers, though. Like, women, like, you know what I mean? Just in general. I didn't send my brother's flowers, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I never got flowers.
Just a good, the smell of flowers, great.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah, even looking out of flower. Watering them. This is wild.
But I had gave this girl, she used to get picked on and shit in ninth grade. And I had gave her some flowers on Valentine's Day. I gave her a flower and a bear. That shit still go viral. And really? It'd be so much discourse about it. Like, why the fuck? They looking down on her. I'm like, no, bro.
Looking down
on her. Because at the time, it was like me and my girl at the time. I was dating like ninth grade. And we were just at lunch, and I had just gave her the flowers. Like, dude, I forget her name was like September. Not September. I forget what her name was. Autumn or something.
November, some one of them.
Yeah, one of them.
I knew that area of the month.
One of the seasonal joints.
Spring, huh?
But gave her that shit. And it was really like, it wasn't like a moment. I didn't expect what needed to be a moment, but I got no classes with her. You know what I mean? But I just know how niggas was treating her in school and shit. And I'm just coming from like, that's my first year in that school. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so,
for sure.
Somebody had took a picture of that shit. I had posted it. You know what I mean? Just as a kind of like a...
Niggas gotta do better shit.
Yeah, you feel me? Like, yeah. I don't even think it had no crazy caption. It was just like, yeah, like this is, you know what I mean? You can, everybody deserve flowers on Valentine's Day. That shit happened when I was 15, bro.
God damn.
That shit still be going around today, like discourse, like grown ass people, like, nah, but you see, like, he got this girl on his arm and he looking down on her, like, making it whole own narratives, nigga. I'm like, nah, niggas was cooking her. Like, I was really just trying to make her day, baby. But like, I was got suspended about that shit.
What?
Like, once. Like, she was happy about it when it happened, but once, like, her mom, like, seen I had posted, and she, like, flipped it and convinced her that I was, like, trying to make a mockery out of her. You know what I mean? So when I gave it to her, she was happy. Like, she was real, like, happy. You know? That's probably the first time I seen her smile, then, nigga.
She probably gonna be scared
of
love.
Like, a week later, nigga, they like, yep, Demetrius. We got you.
That's over.
How the fuck did I do?
You crossed the tweet threshold.
Too many retweets, nigga. I see your plan. I understand what's going on here now.
Man, when's the last time you put a nigga through the table in the comment section?
What that mean?
Like, if somebody just talking messy, you just catch one of you.
You gotta do that sometime.
I don't even be arguing with niggas no more, because that's just such a slippery slope.
Yeah.
But I just hit niggas with a smooth. Nigga, shut the fuck up.
That's how you need sometimes, right?
You know what I mean? Like, I had posted a video, which I plan on being like a series for the cooking shit, but I was showing people how to start, like, their coals for the grill. But I'm just going from, like, nigga, step one, like, in like beginner, you got coals and you got lighter fluid, cool. That's how I learned how to do it, too.
Yeah.
Then there's natural, like those same coals. Then you can switch your coals up, get the natural coals.
I don't know
nothing
about coals. We were just talking about this the other day.
Talking about that coal talk.
You don't know how to like coals?
No, man.
It's pretty easy.
Keep them bitches lit and maintain the temp.
I just feel like we did try it once, and it smelled like too much. It just smelled like gas. Like the shit that we're squirting on, like, my food's going to taste gassy.
So you got, like, that's why I was explaining, because it's like, you can get a chimney, and the chimney is just like, it's open at the, it's not even open at the bottom, but it's like a little thing holding the coals that you pour on over top. You can get your fire starter, put it in right there, and all the coals are stacked up. So once them bottom ones light, it just light these up. Once they all lit, you just pour it in.
Well, that's what that thing is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you ain't got to add nothing to it. You ain't got to add no like type of lighter fluid, nothing, no gas. Yeah. You feel me?
Yeah.
It just take a little bit longer, but it's natural.
Yeah.
And you got like natural lump coal, which is bigger than like the little briquettes. That's all shit of like, nigga, I'm about to be grilling consistently this summer.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
If you just at the park and you got designated to be the nigga in the grill, you got charcoal and you got briquettes, my nigga. So okay. I'm showing niggas how to light that. Nigga like, look, nigga, fucking using propane. Like,
I'm like,
barbecue, bro.
This is nigga first time on the grill. I'm like, nigga, shut the fuck up. What's wrong with you,
what are you
bro?
Doing?
Nigga, you're 30.
That's probably his territory, man. He's grill master for his friends and shit.
Yeah, I'm doing it right.
I gotta show niggas, dog, because I be smoking ribs and shit. You know what I mean? I do my thing.
Yeah, that's respectful, man. I respect the good coal grilling, man.
Yeah, because
you gotta. You can't.
Yeah, you can't.
You can't cool nothing down.
Yeah.
What do you right.
do? Well, you just put the if it get too cool, you fan it, add oxygen to it to get the fire bigger. But if you want it cool, you smother it, you close everything to the top of that bitch. Make sure the vent slows.
The vent
bring him down.
Yeah, so even the vent being open, that bring air into it too.
Bruh. This shit is broken, man.
Yeah.
Bruh.
Are we going with Wally broke it? Are you? Is that what?
Nah,
we
I was speaking
with?
From before, but that didn't help it.
Yeah. I believe Wally broke it.
I believe it.
I want to get Waleed on my show. He made some arrayas the other day, like the flatbread with the lamb meat.
Oh, it packed in, right?
Yeah, yeah. I said, this nigga crazy.
Bro, he pulled that out the hat one time. Like, we just knew him for a little while, and then he just like, yo, let's go to the grocery store. Picking out a bunch of shit. Like, what are you doing? Made that shit. It was the fucking most amazing thing ever.
Really? I made him and Trey some
lamb. Oh, the beef burger.
Yeah,
it was the beef burger. But same, it was the same.
Because Waleed just got put onto that, the new steez of packing it.
From TikTok?
Not from his boy. But he perfected it a little bit better than his boy that showed him. But that day, he was running with it like a bit, like he couldn't cook. And we knew Waleed for being like, all right, putting us on the food spots, but never cooking. And just like, I don't know how he was running with it. It just made it seem like he didn't know what he was doing. So we're at the grocery store. We're like, yeah, we'll get everything. Like, what do you need? We're in Canada at this time.
Mm-hmm.
He's just grabbing everything. He's like, do I need this? Ah, fuck it. Throws in it. I'm like, all right, hold on. What the fuck is going on, man? And then we went to the barbecue and he formed these, it was like just ground lamb and he chopped a hell of like spices and peppers and rah, rah, rah.
Mm-hmm.
Close that bitch up, put it on the grill, then put it in between a bread, but he kind of split it, put it in there, a little pita, grass in there. He had, it was fucking busting. Yeah. it was busting, man. That shit was good. Wally can cook. He's good on cooking meats.
He's a meat master.
Yeah, he's real good, man.
I think I like to challenge him on that.
Yeah. Honestly, I do.
Meat off.
Do a little fit.
He on the calls? I don't know if he's on the calls.
He not on the calls. I know a nigga like him. He not on the calls.
I don't know. I can't
he a flat top propane man, I can tell.
Yeah. I don't know. Coal is a different.
That's a different monster.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because you get that. You doing wood chips?
Yeah, I do the wood blocks.
Damn, you know what? Yeah, you know.
If I'm smoking them, though,
I love a good smoked anything, bro. Smoked any animal, I'm there, bro. Why do you think I smoke?
I had my family came over like probably like July 2nd because I think July 4th was like a Tuesday or Monday or some shit. Nigga, I woke up maybe like 8 a.m. Seasoned. I had the ribs already seasoned, nigga. Started to smoke. It's an offset smoker, so the smoke come in. All the meat not even over no fire. It's just smoke going through the.
Oh, you have this?
Yeah.
Nice.
And so, nigga, I think I was on that grill for like 7 hours, just perfecting that bitch, just spraying it, spritzing it, moving it over, nigga.
Damn.
Them ribs were so good, niggas ate my plate. Like, you know how you. That fucking reserve plate up.
Like, yeah.
I ain't hungry right now because I've been fucking with this food all day.
Yeah.
I put my shit in the microwave, nigga. I put my shit in the oven, nigga. Nigga whipped my oven, bro. I said, you niggas are disrespectful, bro, but that's crazy.
Yeah,
you didn't say you're like, ooh, you're like, I did that.
Yeah, it's kind of like, yo, it's good, huh?
Fuck. Yeah, all right.
I ain't that, man.
All
right. How y'all niggas take 8 bones? This is crazy.
You never met my dad, man. My dad is on that shit.
Your dad.
He'll give it to you and take it back.
And yeah. It was funny because he went to the. He went to the rib fest.
Smoked ribs, man. Yeah. Smoked ribs. That make a nigga just act. Yeah. You know what I mean? Crazy. All morality goes out the door. Yeah. And just
say, hey, I need them real. Yeah. It's like, it's like, you guys don't watch Day Clone Tyrone? You watch?
I ain't watch it yet.
Yeah. I ain't finished it.
I'm waiting to watch. I've been wanting to watch it, but I'm waiting to watch it. It's good.
Anyways, there's something in that in them ribs that making the guy crazy. But
how you feel about a habitual fridge popper?
Don't go in my fridge.
Yeah,
that's where it's at.
I had to tell my shorty that, like,
it depends on the human, though.
It depends on the human, but like, it's just common knowledge. You ask. You know what I mean? Like, I be over to all my crib, and he be saying shit like, yeah, yo, my house, your house. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel that.
Not my fridge.
Do you mind if I get a cup?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, cool. I'm going to grab a cup.
100%.
Try to get some water out the fridge. Yeah. You don't know where the fucking nigga got his fridge.
Yeah, nigga,
you ain't got to ask. No, I'm going to ask every time. You know what I mean? I'm going to hit you with the same thing, too. Like, you ain't got to ask, but you do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't even pop your fridge.
I was like, go on, anyway.
Type of shit you got in there.
I got
to hold the handle. I'm going to hold the handle. We'll see.
Sometimes there was nothing in there.
Yeah, you know? I got a little mini fridge like in the kitchen, like a little wine cooler.
Can they pop that fridge?
No, see, that's the problem. That's the real problem.
Oh,
the
shit.
Mini fridge. I was having a guest over and shit. I got I got my exotic pops in there. You know what I mean?
Exotic pops was imported from Mexico and shit?
Yeah, they get
You got them Joritos and shit? Amaritos?
Yeah. I look up motherfucking dream, my goddamn guava jarito.
That's a special pack, too.
I said, Jenny, hey, get your ass out my. Hey, come on. Get your fucking friend out of my fridge.
Yeah.
What's the problem? Everything for everybody.
No.
You gotta ask.
Who made that rule?
Hey, you gotta ask. You know what I mean? Because this is shit I need for when y'all gone.
Get your lips off
the
guava.
I might have plans for that shit, you know?
I got a vision for this one.
You ever wake up, nigga, like from a nap middle of the day, pop you up in a cold pop, nigga? Mm. Shit's crazy.
Yeah.
Never, honestly.
I go for the water, man. I'm on my water.
Y'all niggas too healthy.
Yeah.
Just on some, you know what I mean?
Y'all like 35 right now, right?
But pop make you thirsty, no?
30.
Wait,
how? 25.
Remove the 5, please.
You're 28.
Oh, yeah.
You're 25?
I turned 29 this year.
I done got older on you niggas.
Yeah. Bro, I was looking at the time we was out in LA. I'm like, bro, I don't remember me being that young, but you and me, I'm like, this guy was really like a kid.
Yeah.
That was a I don't remember that.
Let me tell you a story about that day, bro. Boy, I was so fucking high.
Oh, yeah, you was with us. Yeah, we was off that strong
man. Yeah, the 5 minutes, man.
The thing is, I smoked before I came.
Mm.
But I had been like moving and shaking and regular shit because I had moved into the new apartment that weekend.
No energy yet, right? You had no power yet?
Yeah, but I was in Detroit, like right. I think I got back that day. Mm-hmm. We had filmed the Do For Less shit.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? And so I smoked some of my shit. I'm like, damn, cook.
Damn.
Go to y'all shit. And nigga smoking. I'm like,
yeah, good to meet you in person.
He's like, yeah, you about to go to the concert. Then we go to the concert, nigga. And mind you, this is the day of Caesar Alley that sound like God.
Oh,
nigga.
Daniel Caesar, this is prime. This is like
this
the
is
first
this is Daniel Caesar nigga. Moment. I'm like,
before the cancellation.
I'm like, this nigga's crazy. But you know, it's bright lights, it's white. Yeah. I'm just standing there like, and every time I look at y'all niggas, y'all look at me like, this nigga fried.
Yeah.
Like,
why is it standing backwards? Right.
You know, your head, it be worse. I'm like.
I remember that day, though. We was moving active, and it just so happened that Daniel Caesar was on his Fruitian. I never said the name out loud. Real
yeah,
school.
That's real real.
But he was on that fruity tip. And we're on the balcony. I just remember watching Daniel, and I was just like, in that moment, I said, yo, this nigga's going to be, like, one of the greatest superstars.
I'm like, I hope he doesn't say nothing crazy to people and, like, getting cancer for no reason or nothing like that.
Yeah. Regardless, man, you know what I mean? I knew he was about to be one of those, like Toronto legends. That's like, yo, this guy can sing. He's capable of making really good music.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, the shit happened to him, whatever happened to him. But his last project he just put out, man, is amazing. And I'm trying to catch that tour again. Maybe we should all go again.
Yeah, that'd be a good little anniversary, man.
Anniversary trip.
We got to be off that pet, man.
Yeah,
we
got to
come back.
I'm going to just do some angel dust or something.
I'm cool, man. I'll just do it.
Just me just floating, watching the fucking concert.
I think it's levitating.
Keep off that dust.
Yeah, no, that we was off that path, but that was a time that was like 2017.
Damn, yeah.
2017. Yeah.
Yeah, what a time, man. It's crazy how fast life moves, man. That it was does. 5-6 years ago, man.
Damn.
7?
5.
5.
6.
6.
Y'all niggas.
18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23.
I think it was 17.
Seventeen.
Yeah. But yeah, man. Wow, crazy time. Time is flying, man. Man, I always thought you were my age, though. I don't know why.
So, you know I'm
so did I, yeah.
Yeah, I thought you were closer. I thought
like right now, today.
No. I knew you were younger than me.
Yeah, I knew you were younger, but at the same time, I always felt like
you got that old soul, man.
Yeah,
that's why I was a little bit older and shit.
That's why I'm here.
Yeah, for sure.
How'd you pull this off, man? Take us through this real
please.
Quick.
Pull it up.
I need a backstory.
What's going on? You just look like you coasting.
You off that pack right here?
You off that 3K pack.
You off that dust, huh?
I was doing a...
You were shaggy.
Y'all watch what's that shit called? Attack on Titan?
Mm-hmm. Attack on the Titan?
Probably a show, man.
Yeah.
You watch Attack on Titan?
Yeah.
So I was dressed as Armin.
Armin, yeah.
But I was just an Armin. You know what I mean? Yeah, my nigga right here got me.
You be knowing that shit, man. Yeah,
I'm like, why are we pulling this shit?
What's crazy? It's
pretty normal here. Yeah. But I dressed as Armin for my birthday. I had a little house party, so I was DJing. I was just dressed as Armin. Everybody
that's
was
hilarious.
Very regular.
Let me see this motherfucker. Armin from who?
A-R-M-I-N.
Oh, Armin.
But yeah. A-O-T.
Yeah.
Oh, like A-O-T? Put your arm in it. Oh. Okay. A-O-T.
Yep.
Oh yeah, that's him.
That's me right there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, same person. Yeah.
But I was doing a subathon on Twitch, and I started it off with cooking. And niggas was like, you gotta put that wig on. So I was like,
yeah.
Do that bitch on.
Cook with a wig on.
I just fucking, I think I blanked out for a second. I forgot what I had to do.
It was distracting the cook in the costume.
Yeah. I was that shit kept getting in my fucking face while I was trying to make some eggs.
Sweating and shit.
I was about to say, man, I'm glitching out a lot more in life. Mm. Like, I just stopped.
You're in the wrong universe.
Probably, man, that's what I'm trying to think about.
Like, you know, you Spider-Man shit.
Yeah, I literally just stop and I'll just fucking coast for like 2 seconds. I'll come back and say, wait, what happened?
That's meditation, man.
Is it? Mm. I just tap. Yeah, you're right. There I go again.
For sure.
There I go again.
You called that one. You forced that one.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I did. You're right. You're right. What we cooking, man? That's another question we got.
Well, yeah, eats with me, man. Talk about it, man.
Y'all let me know.
Get in there.
Y'all so, got,
we said Sunday.
I made Jamaican beef patties the other day. I tried.
You made it?
Yeah.
Wow.
I made it. I didn't roll out the actual dough thin enough. But the food was good. It just wasn't, the patty was too thick.
Did you achieve the flakiness though? Like on the outside at least?
Yeah.
Wow.
What is it made of?
That's all you know,
if you have the top of your head. Shit. There's no egg in it. It's just flour, water, like ice cold water, turmeric. And curry powder. That's how the whatchamacallit is made. And I think like maybe some salt. And then you just slowly add in the cold water. Like the ice cold water. You slowly add that shit in. Knead it up. That the turmeric and the curry give it the color though. And then you let it rest for like 30 minutes and roll it out.
Niggas really be more Jamaican than me. I had no idea.
Nigga, but the actual like ground beef is so much shit in there. I said this is crazy.
Really?
I've never made ground beef.
That's
like
why
that
certain
in
things
my
just go to
life,
the source,
bro. Like then, like browning soy sauce. I don't know what the fuck are we doing here.
Damn, soy sauce.
I'm like, dog, this is crazy.
You gotta get a consistency right too, though, man. Yeah. I don't like a wet patty.
No, it was.
It
good.
Gotta be a little wet.
It'd be like a little wet. But I feel like Tanel's is too wet.
Yeah,
it'd be burning. It'd just be drink. You'd be drinking a patty, man.
Man,
it's good. It tastes good, man.
Yeah. In Jamaica.
Yo, that's impressive, man. Look at the empanada.
Is, so.
A little bit. Yeah, this is. I'd be proud of this.
The little beef drip on the side. Beef drip.
Yeah, that turmeric leaking.
Yeah,
no, that's impressive.
Yeah. Would I be doing this shit? Would I be trying to make shit? I'd be.
That's a patty.
It'd be my first time making it, so that was my first time even trying to make that shit like on camera, nigga.
You might send me that.
you just decided to do it on camera. That's bold.
It is like a leap of faith when you like decide, all right, I'm gonna try and make this shit. Yeah. You gotta buy the ingredients and you got all the shit out. And you start mixing it. That's when you get the heat sweat sometimes, man.
Because the first one I wrapped, that shit looked ridiculous. It's like a burrito.
Like a ball.
It's like a little sloppy burrito. Like I threw too much filling inside. I tried to close it and it was spilling out everywhere. Nigga, it ain't even got no fork marks. Nigga.
Yeah.
No second one marks. Was straight. third and fourth. That one I did, that was like the fifth one.
Yeah.
So I already knew what the fuck I was getting myself into. I had made a creme brulee for the first time. Just
see that's
off the mug.
You need a good kitchen, man. Like a lab you can that's really just thing, try shit. Literally fucking make one, test
utensils
it on.
Utensils and shit. Cause they be saying
good night.
They be saying grab the bullshit.
Grab the pincer.
Yeah. You gotta need a big like attention at the top of the recipe. Like you need a fucking pincer.
Yeah.
Like not only do I need the ingredients, I need a list of the fucking tools
that I need.
Think about recipes though. You gotta read them shits through first.
Yeah, you know? Thoroughly.
You can't just all right. Let me start from the top.
I was watching this fucking TikTok. Mm-hmm. It's TikTok on how to make donuts, nigga. I was trying to make some donuts, and so you know you need yeast and shit like that. Yeah. And so it's like yeast you. Throw the water in there, let the yeast activate, and I think you add in your sugar, your salt, your flour. Let that mix up. But the bitch said, "All right, now we're gonna add all our other ingredients,
mm-hmm.
and then the eggs." I already had the eggs in.
I'm like, you look at the eggs.
And then the eggs. No.
You said, "Oh shit, you didn't, bitch." You didn't say I
shouldn't. I'm like, God damn, nigga.
Yep,
bro, that's real.
Don't be trying to cut nothing while you cooking shit, man. Mm-hmm. Cut that all before.
Yeah, that's real,
that
man.
All,
because for real,
you need that.
It'll creep
you
up on that. You. Oh, yeah. Fuck.
You should burn it down.
Yeah, I'm telling
when
you.
The chives fresh. Yeah. The chives good, nigga.
I was making some spaghetti the other day, nigga. And I had forgot I had basil, and I'm like, oh. Nigga, I made spaghetti. I had to make the ground beef first so it could sit. You feel me?
Yeah.
Like, get real brown, nigga. I had. Threw them noodles in there, nigga, and forgot I was fucking supposed to make them fucking them ground beef. That shit was horrible.
Oh, yeah, it was spaghetti.
Yeah. It was good spaghetti, but nigga, them noodles were sitting for another 10 minutes on a low heat.
Oh,
nigga.
Yeah. And the pasta noodle do you in too.
Yep. Yeah, the noodle be tricking.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really do pasta.
Yeah, I suck at making noodles, man.
Yeah, I just don't do
I'm gonna get
man.
It together.
That's respectful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It be tripping me out when I see a new ingredient I never heard it was on this earth.
Yeah,
bro, this is in my store,
mm-hmm.
and niggas look at you crazy at the store. You got esophagus.
Yeah,
no. Yeah. I had to get some beef, the little beef cube, little
what's
beef flavor cube.
Oh, beef yeah. flavor cube,
like it's like beef stock, but
oh,
it's
beef
cube.
Stock.
Yeah,
it's
I ain't never heard of that.
I think an orange pack.
Yeah, and I had to get some marjoram. Y'all got that shit. It's in y'all shit.
Marjoram,
margarine,
marjoram. Mirage jam, some shit.
Margin?
It's like flaky though. It's like it's green. It's like being y'all shit.
Mm.
Like when I was trying to make Jamaican jerk chicken, nigga, that shit called for it. Margin jam, Mirage jam, some shit.
You saying?
Yeah, you in the store? Like, I got
Margin boo in here.
Yeah, man.
You know, you make a pour. You see a guy working his shelf and shit. You make him like leave a station,
oh,
like
yeah,
take you all around
yeah.
the store with a little shit. I'm like, yo,
the thing is, it'd be the worst for that nigga confidence. Here, no, that shit on aisle six. I'll take you to it. Mm-hmm. You get the aisle six. That nigga like, damn.
Yeah. Like, this is what I was doing. It's not going to work. I tried the hands on the waist.
I looked up this old up down his aisle.
No, they be like,
yeah. But it's always like, will you ever like draw two of them out? Or one go take you to the aisle and he said, I thought it was just, yo, watch the week after.
Four niggas coming on.
Yeah, I'm on the way. No, I'm here with my hands on
just trying to make a donut, nigga. It's all good.
Yeah, that's what you do. Pivot to the wing stop, man. I say, you know what? Who for got real? The ingredients already?
They do.
That's my thing. I got good pivot game cooking wise. So some shit go wrong, it's like we eating that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah, I see the pros that whip out the I'll do a shrimp thing then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's when you really know you could cook.
No dinner tonight.
I'll be like, yeah.
It just didn't happen tonight.
Or just, it tastes like shit. It's going to nourish our body.
Yeah. Yeah. Your body not going to know. Yeah. The blood cells going to
sell. What y'all want to cook, though?
You just
do you cook?
Make it a sandwich.
I do.
Y'all cook? Some, y'all cook?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, y'all got sandwich. Okay, this is, you know, when I used to have guests, I introduced one of my recipes to y'all. You know, mm-hmm. y'all can have that. Y'all keep that. You know
okay.
what I mean? Y'all keep one of y'all recipes. Trade.
Are so, we?
Yeah, I got to figure out what y'all.
This is what I'm going to slide back. I'll probably slide back some type of salmon recipe. I do salmon pretty well.
Are y'all got to come as a unit.
Oh, we come as a unit.
Yeah, this nigga is selfish.
Yeah, so that's my thing is, I love a good fucking lemon pasta, man. I learned that shit
with the Parmesan. It's so fucking good, man. That's my shit, bitch.
Is it easy? But to make? Gotta,
yeah, easy, man.
Yeah, I like an easy.
You zest the lemon. You drop the yummy with the cream.
But you come in like
you come in
Alfredo like in the pan, in the pot, like in the.
Yeah, I'm for sure.
But Alfredo,
I'm coming with the jar for sure.
Nah, man. They don't.
I'm coming with the jar.
I gotta learn how to make good Alfredo.
I've tried it before, but it's hard, man. To me. You gotta put like Parmesan in there, milk, all this other shit.
Yeah, you gotta keep bland.
Stirring it. Like, oh, fuck.
The shit out of the can be bland. Even when I add my own season on top, I'm like, it tastes like their shit.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
But what do you think? You thinking of that five? If we gotta make one dish, shit, man. You'd never go wrong with a burger, and you can do that so many ways.
You can elevate the burger for sure.
Yeah,
I make a mean Caesar salad with a nice steak. You can do pasta, steak.
Mm-hmm. You ever did a chicken jerk Caesar?
No, that sounds crazy.
You ever did jerk chicken Mac?
No, all these things y'all saying sound crazy. That sound like what we should do. You made that before?
Yeah, man.
You made that before?
I saw him put him down and I just
You made that before?
Yeah.
Crazy. Okay, I've decided. We're doing jerk chicken Mac. That sounds ridiculous. Yo, what the fuck does that mean?
If we get
Mac and cheese, you get that good cheese going.
I can get that. I come with the ingredients, nigga. Bag
out here?
Yeah, I figure it out.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know where to go for Jamaican ingredient. Jamaican drip out here.
Yeah, you wouldn't need a jerk. Yeah, actually, one time I was trying to find that shit out here. Niggas were like, what is that? What is Jamaican?
You got to go to like H Mart and shit.
Yeah, I went to Jamaican. I don't know what that is, but I went to a Jamaican
little
joint.
Asian little mart.
Yeah,
Oceans be having that Jamaican.
Yeah, having everything. You seen it?
We did see. Yeah, you just go get.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, we'll make it happen. But y'all see it on this. It's probably already out. When is ours dropping?
This
is early October.
Yeah.
So we
in October. I'm holding my shit out until y'all drop y'all shit.
All right, so
maximum views.
That's respectful. You'll see what we did, man. We'll probably hit them with that jerk chicken, Matt, a little Caesar salad on the side. Shit, man. You're lucky I don't do a kielbasa.
Was that again?
The Polish kielbasa.
Oh, yeah.
Poland made that, though.
Yeah.
All you got to do is put it on the fire. I'll take the walk back from Poland.
To the candles. Trust me. We're going to make it happen, though, man.
Poland going to make a sausage, man, and I got to respect that, man. Yeah. Who the best sausage makers on this globe, Poland, man?
Mm. They up there. The Italians be doing it crazy because they put
spices and shit.
They put spices, but they ground different type of meats and then put it in the plastic sausage wrap.
Oh, really?
That's real.
So it's like, you ever see a sausage be made from scratch and then put it in the
looks like fucking poo.
The silk thing, and it literally looks like a condom sack, but they fill it with that, but it'll be different. It'll be like lamb, fucking pork, and they ain't gonna do chicken in there, but lamb, pork, and chives, and put it in the glizzy and say this that type of glizzy.
And they wrap it in the fucking film shit.
Yeah, it's like it's literally like making fucking like a cake.
You ever fry a sausage?
No,
on the pan.
Eating them up.
No,
on the pan.
I never
like
fried.
In oil, like
deep fried. Deep
fry.
Nah, you freaky.
I feel like it'll welt up too much. I saw it on TikTok.
It already has too much
oil in there, so I'd rather like barbecue.
It
get them all
good,
out.
Though, bro. Look, when she did it, it looked good. I ain't gonna lie.
She did it.
Black lady.
No, that's what he's about to.
I'm right. I'll check it out.
I'll try to find out.
I'll fuck around and make a pizza.
Yeah, you can't.
It's not like some regular show. You're gonna have to make that pizza from
elevated
scratch.
Elevated pizza,
I'll make dough from scratch.
You can do that.
You're not gonna fucking do that.
Dough from scratch is easy.
This ain't one of them shows you just bring it.
We get dough from Trader Joe's, man.
You can.
That is exotic dough.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
All you gotta do is let the dough rest.
You gotta make dough from scratch.
You don't know how to make dough. Yeah, man.
You're not giving me dough, nigga.
Watch it.
Yeah, I'm not. Anything with dough, I'm like, I don't do that.
You remember when I used to make that banana bread and the egg bread?
I can't imagine you with a fucking measuring cup.
Banana bread?
And the egg bread.
Egg bread.
Egg bread and it was twisted.
Yeah, at school and shit.
Yeah. That's fresh. That's from scratch.
Yeah, I made that. Yeah, we got instructions.
Yeah. That's just easy. I'll tell you. Yeah.
Say that.
Put a little.
Yeah, I did not do that.
A little braided bread.
It's like a little sheet like this. You put it over the bowl. Leave the bowl alone.
I have no idea what I'm making.
I do like bread science, man.
The bread is crazy. I'll say that. You can't do too much.
Activate. I love when they hear it.
Yeah.
Activate the yeast. They get the yeast. Get active in that ball, man.
Don't rise up,
nigga. When it don't rise.
When the yeast go to, you go to bed.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel you down bad. Yeah,
sure. You don't want a yeast infection either.
Now that's something
else. Is that the same yeast?
No, I ain't saying yeast.
It's two different yeast.
Nah, man. I think so. I don't think they sample it. They taking the yeast out. Bitches, like, bitches draw.
Like, who got an infection? And we making bread.
That's nah, shorties,
is,
right?
This is exactly what we've been waiting for.
You remember when niggas said finna get yeasty?
Mm-hmm. I think we said that.
Yeah, it was
the only one.
Finna get yeasty. Yeah. I'm bringing it back now.
Finna get yeasty.
Bro. What?
It's finna get yeasty.
I know what you're saying. Where is it?
Like, we going wrong. Yeah, we're bringing it back, man.
We off that yeast pack, man. Yeah, rising up. We rising up, man. Listen, man, we got a red hot ring cam of the week, man. Sponsored by Sheldon.
Yeah.
Yep. Sponsored by Sheldon.
Let's see what we got
Sheldon
here,
Sheldon Sebastro is the funniest name, too, man.
Sheldon Sebastro?
When Jermaine called you Sebastro on it.
Oh, yeah.
He shit himself.
You gotta be fucking kidding me.
Oh my god, no way.
Seriously? Come on, shit brick.
Who fucking shit? Man. That's the name of the dog?
Come inside. Come on. I know, Dad did it again.
Nah, again. He's not nice. Skit, man.
You think so?
Yeah. Yeah. He's fucking trying out his dog is named shit brick.
And Dad did it again.
I don't think his dog is named shit brick. But I think he just, you know how white people be sometimes.
Yeah, they be.
Nah, that nigga,
come on, squirt.
That nigga said, Dad did it again.
Nah.
I sneeze shit. That nigga got a name for it.
Nah.
I sneeze straight.
Bro, if you have to shit that bad, you're not chilling outside like that.
Yeah, right.
If you're on the road, shit, Rick.
Right. Yeah, I'm at my house.
Well, maybe he let the dog
come
out.
Come on, man.
The dog finna do his own
yo, that's
thing.
Real. Yeah. Sometimes I'm like, yo, Tui, who needs to go worse?
Yeah,
you me or you. Sometimes it's me. I'm like, you going
because you know, after you shit, you might want to do some other things. You might want to relax there for a minute. You know, you know what I'm saying?
Bro, starting a dog's day actually takes up more time than I thought, bro. Yeah. You need 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Wake up, throw him on, take him for a walk, come back. Feed him up, then he want to grab a toy and shit. Mm-hmm. And by the time you get to your shit for real, it's like, yo, 45 minutes.
For nah, sure.
Fuck all that. Brooklyn, quick in out. I fought you later, man.
That's why you got detachment issues.
Yeah.
Anxiety and shit.
Yeah, nah, I fucked that nigga childhood up. But he's great now, man. He got friends.
Let him tell it, man.
Bro, people literally come over and says, where is he? Oh, he's at his friend's crib.
What?
Like, he'll be
at his boy's house?
Yeah. Like, he has
now, why the nigga look at me like this?
Delete that. Delete that.
Hey, yo, help me.
This nigga closed the door in there. I said, Sean, he's yours. He's too attached, man. But I'm like, bro, you don't got to be like
what
that.
What kind of dog is it?
Cavapoo.
I don't know what that is.
King Cavalier in a pool?
In a poodle, but it's just... It,
oh, yeah. That's
like a brown brother. Joint.
Yeah.
Yeah, they companions, though.
You but he has Nala. They have a next pet.
Who the fuck is Nala?
It's my cat.
Cats and dogs ain't the same.
They good,
as a person,
these
though,
two?
They locked in, though.
These two, they can play together. It's just,
she's literally in this picture beside
him. Yeah, she always shows with him. He just looked a little worried.
Fair enough.
Yeah. You sent that to the group.
Yeah, he sure. Looked a little worried, man. But we're going to get up out of here and get that Scottish Fold pack.
Yo, man.
Yeah. What?
Trust me. That's what we need.
Listen, man, what a wholesome episode we have on our hands, man.
Yeah.
It's been a great time hanging out with y'all on this extended episode. A little treat for the people, man. Amen.
Bro.
I got to fix this button, man.
Yeah, we gotta figure something out.
Listen, man, y'all know what y'all need to do, man,
I'm
to push
in
the program, man. Help us push our agenda.
Wait, what?
The random order agenda, man. Share with your peoples, man. Jump in them yamets, man. Juice that algorithm up real good, man. Hit that bell on you, man.
Yeah.
You know, Apple Podcasts and Spotify, we always like a good little 5-star rate. We ain't asking for too much.
I ain't asking for too much,
even
baby.
If you did it 7 times.
Ain't.
What's the 8th comment?
What's the 8th?
Man. Real rap, man.
Make 2 accounts.
Okay, let me take off.
Yeah.
I ain't in frame, man.
Oh, yeah, you should be in your
frame. Oh, yeah,
we'll use your
yeah.
camera.
Let's yeah.
see that.
Oh, yeah.
There it is.
This episode has been brought to you by You Matter by Demetrius Harmon.
Drop
yep.
it, man.
Yes,
let
sir.
Him know.
You
go
know
ahead.
What I mean? If you like things and things having them, shit, we having them as well. You might as well come get some.
We got things.
You know what I mean? And if you like eats, shit, you came to the right meats because it's Eats for Meats episode dropping today.
We dropping the album same day, man. 50 Cent and Kanye West. Business, you know, business, you know.
Nigga. You know what I mean? You might as well get a double feature going on. Get you some popcorn.
Yeah.
Little lady or a little nigga. You know what I mean? However you rock it. And just cuddle up. This is about like an hour 30.
Yeah, it was about an hour. All right,
so it's gonna be 30 minutes on the cooking show. So you got you 2 hours.
You got you 2 hours.
It's a feature
man.
Film. You fucking fuck around, be an Oppenheimer.
Damn, that's mad respect.
Shout out Christopher Nolan.
Nobody blowing shit up like him.
Oh yeah, real rap, man. Yeah. We off that Oppenheimer pack.
Yeah.
I'm about to go be a Barbie girl tonight.
I gotta watch that before I get out of theaters.
Barbie?
It's gonna come to the crib for free,
pretty
man.
Straight, it's pretty
you
straight.
Might as well wait.
Shit.
Hey.
Real rap, man. Yo, lead the people with something inspiring, man. Maybe people, nigga don't know he wanna cook, man. His lady, he feeling bad because he don't know how to throw down in the kitchen, man. He a fella, man. He feel like he can't do nothing, man.
That's
he's
a lot worse
that?
Shit you can't throw down in. Shit, you can't throw down in that kitchen, throw down in that bedroom. You know what I mean?
That's advice,
figure
man.
It out. But shit, if you can throw down the kitchen and the bedroom, shit.
You in a good place.
Fucking double threat, nigga. You fucking not coming down there. LeBron James, they don't know if you gonna drive downhill or pass it, nigga. You feel me?
What a note to end on, man.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.